The Raptors are down in Miami tonight. Kyle Lowry will not play for personal reasons, which is selfishly disappointing. I was looking forward to seeing him play the Raptors. I was looking forward to seeing VanVleet go up against Kyle. But the Raptors are coming off a big redemption win on Saturday after they lost again in Detroit. And to chat about where the Raps are at, amongst some other big storylines around the NBA, we're joined now by ESPN NBA front office insider. Here is Bobby Marks. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Feeling pretty good about where the Raptors are at. I think, you know, a couple games over 500 is a win for them, considering the way they're built and what they're hopefully building towards. Big test with Miami going tonight. Where do the Heat rank for you in terms of, you know, Eastern Conference contenders and the likelihood of seeing them in an NBA final?
Well, when we did our predictions before the season, I had them getting to an NBA Finals and winning it all.
There you go.
So that's how. and it's not because I live in South Florida, but I just thought with, you know, certainly with the addition of Kyle, and then, you know, you had Jimmy Butler already and Bam Adebayo. My big question for them was going to be what their bench was going to look like. As far as would Tyler Hero kind of revert back to the player from his rookie year, and they had a bunch of guys on, you know, minimum contracts that nobody ever heard of, and could those young players, Omer or Yurtseven, no one ever heard of him, but I think guys averaging like 18 and 12 in his last, I think, 10 games here, and they get Bam back out of bio tonight, and so I have them up there, you know, certainly, Brooklyn and certainly Milwaukee, and we'll see with Chicago. I mean, I just said about 10 minutes ago, I mean, there's so much parity in this league right now. I mean, it's wide open, I think, because Toronto certainly is a great story kind of where they are. Probably not in that next level where, you know, the big boys are, but, you know, something that you can root for, something that you can build on. I think they're going to be at least a play-in team at the minimum here. There's just a ton of parity right now.
Bobby, Kyle Lowry, I think my colleagues mentioned in our first hour of our show that he was at a football game yesterday, and now it's personal reasons. Like, is there some kind of goofy stuff going on where he's sloughing this game off, or what are we to read into this Kyle Lowry not playing against the Raps?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. If it is a personal reasons because he does not want to play against Toronto right now, and his first time against them is in Canada. I don't know. I mean, it's from an injury standpoint, he's fine. He played 34 minutes against Philly on Saturday night. I don't know what to read into it. I certainly hasn't shot the ball well, but his assists are high. But I don't know what the personal reason is. But as you said, man, if you're at a football game, you should be good enough to play in an NBA game tonight.
Yeah, it's disappointing selfishly because he hasn't played against them. And we had Nick Nurse on a few days ago, and Nick was really amped up for the opportunity to see him and coach against him. And Fred VanVleet spent the better part of the weekend talking about it. And I'm not sure what the reasoning is, but you mentioned, you know, Lowry. Everything I read out of Miami, everything I see online, and I've seen a few of his games, he looks like vintage Kyle. I didn't expect him to miss a step, but to me, he's, you know, taking charges. He's leading by example. He looks like the missing piece in Miami. And it takes me back to the trade deadline last year, Bobby. I still can't figure out why a team wouldn't have paid that price to get him, because he looks great to me.
Well, I think if you're the Lakers, you're probably kicking yourself a little bit, right?
Right.
I mean, basically kind of what you could have traded him, you know, Talon Horton Tucker was kind of the big name that L.A. didn't want to part with, and you could have had Kyle, and you probably would never have done a Westbrook trade, and we know where this Laker team is right now. I mean, they're basically treading water. They get blown out against Denver. They've got Utah tonight. Have not played well at all, and I thought a couple weeks ago, I thought they'd be a top six. I thought they would get into that sixth seed just based on where Denver was and Dallas. But, I mean, if Denver gets Murray and Porter Jr. back, I think they'll be the sixth seed. And then the Lakers are one. I mean, Lakers, Clippers, you know, those are the teams that are going to be fighting in just to get into the playoffs.
Right.
You mentioned the Lakers there. How does LeBron kind of issues the apology? They're not very good. Like, how does he either gut this out or separate himself from the noise and not be associated with it? It just seems like LeBron, it's like finals every year, competing for an MVP. This has kind of not been in the wheelhouse for quite some time. How does this end up playing out?
Well, hopefully they get Anthony Davis back in the next couple weeks, and we see the Anthony Davis from a couple years ago. He wasn't not very good in the first, before he got injured, and that's kind of how it sorts itself out. But I just it's like everybody's waiting for them to make a big trade. You know, they lose to Denver the other night, and I see everyone is saying, well, they need to make a trade. And I'm thinking, like, well, who the heck's getting traded here, right? Like, Westbrook has no trade value unless all of a sudden, Houston wants him for John Wall and they can get something else back. And I don't know how much John Wall helps them. And you look at the rest of the roster here, you don't have anything to trade unless you open up a roster spot and you can sign a free agent that's out there. And I don't know how this turns around. I don't know. LeBron has been great, right? But this is the roster that he picked. When you make it a Westbrook trade and you get rid of three or four players, now you are top heavy and you're relying on these guys who are playing for, the veteran exception.
With Bobby Marks of ESPN, Brooklyn is going through it now. Kevin Durant's going to be out for an extended period of time. We know that Kyrie's in and out of the lineup, and now there are reports or quote-unquote noise is starting to circulate that James Harden might be open to relocation. Why would you think Harden would be uncomfortable or uneasy with his position in Brooklyn? Like, it hasn't gone well for him. He's not playing that well. But if this is true, what do you think would be driving this from Harden's perspective?
I don't know. I mean, he hasn't been good at all. I mean, even today against Cleveland, you felt more comfortable with Kyrie's with the ball in his hands at the end of the game. And Harden basically tried to, had a really bad turnover here. I think he's a step slow. I mean, he's eligible for $270 million. So that's a decision that Brooklyn, I don't see anything, by the 10th, which is a trade deadline. I think Brooklyn, the Nets ride out with these three guys when Durant comes back and tries to win it all. And we see what happens in the offseason. There's no teams that have cap space that would fit what Harden's looking for as far as a championship. Whether you look at teams like Orlando and San Antonio and Detroit. So if he wants out, then it's basically the Nets control as far as where he goes, And I think it will be interesting as far as what happens in Philly with Simmons. That's, kind of the thing we'll all keep an eye on by the 10th. If he's not dealt by the 10th, does that make sense for Brooklyn if a guy does not want to return? And it might be a blessing for Brooklyn because I said, like, 270 for him might be one of probably be the worst contracts in the NBA just based on how he's played at times this year.
Well, exactly. I'm 32 years old, too, right? He'll be 33 to kick off that contract.
Yeah.
That is a massive, massive gamble. And, like, what are you really hoping for? Maybe a year or two where you're still in contention with KD and Kyrie. But to your point, Bobby, the back end of that thing's just going to move around the NBA. It's just going to be a poisonous pill.
Hayes, who let that information, did Harden get that information out?
It's just one of those reports that it's circulating. So, I mean, Bobby would know how this works better than me. I don't know if it's Harden directly.
Yeah, I think some of it has to do with certainly there's a relationship with Daryl Morey and everything. If Simmons isn't traded by February 10th, then I'd be surprised if he's traded. Then we're going to be playing the guessing game as far as, certainly there's a relationship already. Harden could be a free agent, could opt in, could be traded. So there's all, and he could be the guy that they're looking for, right? That top 25 player that they've basically have circled. So, as I said, it could be a blessing because, we get in this bad habit where when we sign players to these extensions, we're paying for what they did in the past and not kind of what the future is going to be.
Yep. Absolutely. That can be very, very dangerous. I mean, the Nets, they went through it 7-8 years ago with KG and Paul Pierce.
Oh, I was there.
You were there, Bobby.
I always tell the funny story. The first day of training camp when we, in 13, I called my wife and told her to put our house on the market because I said, this is not going to end well here. And our second unit was kicking our first unit's butt.
Yeah, that was an issue. And it took a while, but eventually everything turned around, and I guess they're clearly in a better spot now. But, Yeah, that one stunk for us because you got us that first year the Raptors made the playoffs, and remember
well,
that inbound.
With... I would have probably been fired right after Game 7. So I say, I mean, you eventually got your championship, but we needed that one just to get out of the first round. There.
Absolutely, yeah. And Lowry, if he gets that shot off, man, in the lane and it goes, that's a completely different story, completely different history. Clearly, great catching up with you, Bobby. As always, we appreciate you doing this. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
There's Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider. Yeah, I don't know how you give James Harden $270 million over, you know, a four-year deal, five-year deal.
Jesus.
I just don't see. I mean, he has not been very good this year. He has not been very good.
He's not one of those guys. The bottom line, Hayes, and I can relate to it, if you're not LeBron in the gym kind of maniacal about taking care of yourself, the wheels can fall off, and mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how good you can shoot the ball. It doesn't matter about your handles. You're just, you got to be in tip-top shape to be a top player in that league, dude.
Yep.
And if you, we've seen the picks. We kind of all know how he goes about it, and that's going to catch up with him, and big time.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think eventually it's going to get to a point where it looks really ugly. And yet, because of his name and because of what he represents, someone will give it to him. Someone will pay him. I don't know if it'll be in Brooklyn. I'm not sure it'll be in Philly if that deal goes down.
Oh yeah, he'll stop having the choice. Like his ability to pick and choose will stop, and then it'll be like somebody will pop their head out of the sand and be like, "Ah, we'll give you that. Come here."
We
and
he can
won't
grab
like
him.
It. Yeah, yep. And he'll be like, "Okay, I'll go for the money," and he'll
exactly.
be a complete disaster.
Exactly, a team that's just middle of the road, not a big market, doesn't get a ton of love, and the owner will get involved and say, "We can have James Harden. Think about how many jerseys we can sell and how much buzz."
The Memphis Grizzlies might be like, "This guy can put us over the top."
Right.
Blah blah blah. Great name to bring here. Who knows?